So it is said, for the pure devotee, subtle body dissolves. I think this is a little difficult discussion, in a sense that, okay, I'll give one example and then I'll illustrate it. See, when we talk about ego, ego is an object and ego is also a concept. What do I mean by an object? There are eight elements which comprise Krishna's separated energies. So earth, water, fire, air, like that, ego is one of the elements. That means it's a concrete, it's a thing. It's not a gross thing, but it's a thing. So we could say it's like a software in a computer. I cannot exactly point out, okay, where is the software? It's not a physical part to point out, but it is a thing. So this is ego as an object. But Krishna uses the word ahankar at other times also as a concept. Ahankar means arrogance, pride. Ahankar mudhatma karta ahamiti manyate. So now the ego as an object is a part of the mechanism for the soul to function in this world. So the ego as an object will not be dissolved. It's a part of the functioning mechanism. But the ego as a concept, that means here we have the same word, so but it refers to object, it refers to a concept also. So the ego as a concept, when you talk about ahankar as arrogance, that will be dissolved for a pure devotee. So similarly, when we talk about the subtle body being dissolved, see, as long as the soul is here in this body, in this world, for the soul to interact with the gross body, the subtle body is an essential intermediary mechanism. So without that mechanism, the soul cannot interact with the body. So whether it is a conditioned soul or it's a liberated soul, it's like they will eat, they all eat food, they all need oxygen. So similarly, for functioning in this world, a subtle body is required. So in terms of the object, a subtle body, it is not destroyed. But if we consider that as a concept, when we say subtle body is the reservoir of worldly desires, it's like ahankar is the conception of arrogance. So that conception of the accumulated worldly desire that we enjoyed, that one wants to enjoy, that conception will no longer exist. So the subtle body as an object will continue to exist. It will be fully purified. But subtle body as a concept, in terms of being a reservoir of desires, that will be dissolved completely. Okay. Thank you very much.